Okay.
This is awkward how to start this.
Of course.
Frank, and Teddy Muscles.
Is this Teddy Muscles
looking
here?
Extra swole today, if I do say so myself. We're going to try to be funny for a little bit. Louis C.K. without the jerking off in front of helpless women. He did do that. You're aware of that, right?
Not proven, to be fair. In his defense, there's no proof of this besides the semen all over the woman's face.
I mean, are you going to believe Garfunkel and Oates, or are you not? You tell me what you have against Art Garfunkel to not believe him when he says, Louis C.K. looked me square in the eye and jerked off right in front of me.
John Oates has not testified against him yet, so I'm...
But John Oates didn't say he was innocent either. You think John Oates wants to talk about it? He's been getting screwed by Hall for how many years? Someone else whips it out and just jerks it, and you think he's like, I'm used to this. I'm a victim. He's Corey Feldman at this point.
This is true.
Corey Feldman is singing now. Badly.
He has a music career?
Yeah, he actually does. You know that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he went on, like, Good Day. Was it Good Day? The Today Show. It was awful. He calls his bandmates, like, angels. And they're all, like, 18-year-old girls.
Sweet Christ. Maybe he deserved to get sexually abused.
This is not getting put up at all.
This is so, just a test.
We've already made a joke about someone jerking off in front of an unsuspecting... Two unsuspecting women. Does that make it worse?
Was it two?
It was. They're a comedy duo.
I thought you said it was John Oates and Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, they're duo.
Oh, yeah. Women?
Yeah.
John Oates is a woman with that stash.
You know what? There's sometimes we got to be serious here.
Okay.
Two women were jerked off in front of, and you think that's a big comedy routine. You think that's going to push your career forward like it did Louis C.K.?
Yes, I thought it was pretty funny, but now I don't. You're just ruining
really, though? Like, does that make the crime worse? If it's in front of two women? Is that, like, an extra 5 years? I don't really have a horse in this race, but I'm honestly curious.
I mean, if it's a regular man, maybe so, but if it was John Oates and Art Garfunkel...
It's not John Oates or Art Garfunkel.
Well, then, yes, he deserves more time.
Because it's two women?
Well, he forced them to watch.
So if it was one, you're like... Hey, that was messed up. But if it's two, you're like, we have an issue, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah? That's too many eyes on Louis C.K.'s penis.
Yes, it is. Two is a maximum. And even that's too many.
He shouldn't even be able to look at it.
We're not sure he's seen it in years, to be fair.
Oh. Garfunkel and John Oates.
Poor bastards.
Halloween is coming up. Did you see that? Did you check the calendar lately?
No.
There's Halloween coming up. This will never probably go up, so no one's ever going to hear it, so you don't have to worry about it.
So fuck Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween's for Nazis.
That is true,
They do
actually.
Play dress-up a lot.
Yes, they do. And Hitler was a big proponent of...
Of Halloween.
Yes.
You know, and it's Halloween is a racist holiday.
Why do you say?
That didn't sound like it was rehearsed at all.
Yeah.
Well, the Nazis dress up.
Yes.
And you know what the other classic... Halloween costume is?
Clan's outfit.
You put a white sheet on yourself. You put holes in it.
Yeah.
And you chase people around the holiday, and you steal their candy, and you steal their land, and you put them in chains, and you say they're going to give them 40 acres in a mule. Not 40 mules in an acre. It's too many mules per acre.
Wow, I don't remember this Halloween. Was this on Charlie Brown Halloween? I don't remember this episode.
Okay, honestly, though, we're going to jump around.
Yeah.
Franklin.
Yes.
From Peanuts.
Yeah, of course.
They make him sit by himself on the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Ted's a big fan of Halloween. He seriously sits by himself, though. Like,
yeah,
Peppermint Patty.
That is crazy.
Peppermint Patty sits with them. Peppermint... Hot take.
I'm ready.
Patty is the worst cartoon character... Top three worst cartoon characters of all time.
I gotta hear this top three.
I don't really have a top three prepared. I have another one, though.
Let's hear the other top two, then.
Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy-Doo's
garbage.
I don't hate
Scrappy-Doo
him as much as I hate Peppermint Patty.
Terrible.
Peppermint Patty's terrible. And I don't really care for her friend, either.
The one with the glasses? Yeah, there's a weird dominatrix thing going on between them two.
It's very odd. I think we know what's going on there.
What's going on, Ted? I need to know. Is it a Garfunkel situation?
It's, yeah. it's
pretty... oats her. She oats her once in a while. Yeah. And then she eats her.
She oats her out.
But, like, it's weird. Like, Franklin literally is... And I was jokingly, like, I... Because when you watch stuff when you're younger, you don't realize the little nuances, and then you get older and you think certain things are funny, and, like, racial humor is... I thought it was funny. Still pretty funny. But I was like, oh, I'll watch him make him sit by himself. And they did.
They really
and,
did.
Like, they, you think, like, would you be against them, like, going in and just, like, fixing
just
that real quick?
Just editing that out? Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine, right?
Nothing wrong with that. Then throw Peppermint Patty and the girl over there.
That's yeah, I would be fine with it, and just have one of them under the table. I think we all knew who'd be under the table. But that, you know, like, there would be, like, major protests if that happened.
Oh, yes, changing up an old classic. But I think it's so subtle that people shouldn't notice it, but obviously there'll be people out there.
It's very noticeable now, though.
Yeah, like, now. True.
Like the Magic School Bus, when they made that in the 60s, they made the black kids sit in the back. I thought that was a little ridiculous.
Is that real?
No, it's not real.
Okay. I was going to say, that shows that
old.
Magic
School Bus didn't come. Yeah. You believe it, the whole, like, back of the bus thing, where you're like...
I was like, wait, I thought it came out in the 90s. No, 2000s?
Late 90s.
Late 90s.
I think.
Sounds about
right. We saw, like, I think I saw every Magic School Bus episode back in the day.
I never really watched them.
Like, I didn't like them at all. I wasn't a big fan. He was just a zany hippie that, like...
Yeah.
He got high and flew in the stuff.
Wasn't no Arthur, that's for sure.
Yeah, Arthur's up there for me.
Binky Barnes.
I don't remember any characters' names. What's his sister's name? Something ugly.
D.W.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
D.W. But Binky Barnes was the ogre, or whatever he was, bully.
What was his buddy, the...
Buster Baxter?
Oh, Buster Baxter.
Buster Baxter was cool.
He's like the ultimate friend,
yes,
I feel like.
He was cool. Arthur the Aardvark.
I'm not going to lie to you. That might have been the first time I ever heard the full name, Arthur the Aardvark.
Yeah?
I had no idea what he was going to kid. Like, I didn't know what he was.
Yeah, he's an aardvark.
I thought he was a monkey, but then I didn't think, because he, like... Because, he didn't have, like, monkey tendencies, I guess. I don't know.
No, yeah, he should have the long...
But that was an aardvark. Yeah, they have a long nose, right?
A long snout, but I guess they figured it'd be off-putting to the children, so they gave him the more round face. More human-like. More bear-like, even, you would say.
But where does the rabbit come in all this?
I think they just wanted different animals in the show.
It's not very creative. I thought it was much more creative than...
One could wish, but
that's
not
a show,
the
like,
case.
Like Doug. I never got into Doug.
Me neither.
But, like, you've seen it before, right?
Yeah, Doug Funny.
There's, like, 15 different designs of characters in that.
Yes.
Like, I don't...
There's
are they
a
all
green
human?
Guy?
Exactly.
Skeeter?
Yeah. Skeeter, that's a very dirty.
Patty Mayonnaise.
You skeet the Patty Mayonnaise. That's a rabbit for it.
Yeah.
He's a skeeter.
Skeeter.
There's a lot of stuff, though, like, you don't realize until... Like, I used to think, do you remember, was it Red and Stimpy?
Yes.
They, like, made a whole new... Spike Channel TV
Red
show
Stimpy's,
where it's just porn, pretty much.
Yeah, there was a whole scene where one of them's cutting the log, and it looks like he's basically banging him in the ass.
Yeah.
And then he finishes cutting the wood, and it looks like he finishes on his lower back region there. It's pretty strange.
That's where you would.
So, of course, but...
It's a key spot to put it.
Yeah, I mean, of course, but...
You gotta put it behind you and move on.
That's a good point. But, to the point, it's just very strange to see a former children's show turn into...
Like, why did Red and Stimpy have... Did you watch it when you were younger?
Not
like
really.
Because I guess they must have had those little nuanced jokes.
Yeah, underlying jokes, which a lot of those, as we found out later, a lot of those children's shows have had.
But, like, to take it that extreme is ridiculous. Like, I feel like, maybe not to that extent, obviously, Rugrats...
Yes.
Dr. Lipschitz.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. I think that's a real name, by the way. But like,
Lipschitz, yes.
That's funny for a kid's... There's no way they weren't like, Lipschitz would be pretty hilarious for a kid's show. Like, what if Rugrats just start making jokes about banging each other?
And Stu Pickles was clearly a cokehead. I don't think he ever slept.
Yeah, I love Stu Pickles.
Stu Pickles, best character of the show.
He might be in my top five of...
Cartoon characters?
I'm just going to keep throwing out top numbers... Never giving you my full list.
That's
fine. And then every time we bring one up, I'm going to say they're in my top five, but you're never going to pin it down.
But you know what? I'm going to think of it in my head, and I'll give you a top five later on in the this show here.
But we're only going to do this one, because this is a disaster already.
That's okay. That's right. Stu Pickles, top five
top
character.
Five, top five character. Not even in like cartoon.
Just in general.
Yeah. Like, I'm putting...
What about Chaz Finster? No?
Is that the dad, or are you talking about Chucky?
Finster's dad, Chaz
He's
Finster.
He's awful.
Yeah, Chucky. Come here, Chucky.
He's a snowflake.
Yeah, he's a big-time snowflake.
He's terrible.
He's awful. Like, I don't like him. And Phil and Will's mom is...
Like, Chucky's screwed.
Yeah.
He's screwed because he has that dad.
True. And he's got that wacky hair. He's not
And, like, good life. They went over to Japan to find his mom. That's going to be weird. Like, she stole Justin.
Yes.
The kid stole Justin, like...
Is that the goal of that movie? Was that to find a woman, or did he just
happen
to meet
that
her?
That wasn't Chaz's goal.
Oh.
I don't know. He was doing the old girl, wasn't he? Remember the old girl was
he
like...
He was doing her.
No, not, this not
was
Chucky.
This implied in the show?
They're bumping uglies.
Okay.
But like, they were dating, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ted, to break it to you, but there's some intercourse. But they were dating, or they were trying to get together. Remember, Chaz and she was like an older lady, and she would like act so sweet, and then
I think
Chucky was like hiding and heard her talking about
her talking bad about her. Yeah.
What is she getting from Chaz Finster, by the way? Like, what was the big goal?
Come on, man, Chaz Finster's a stud. Look at him.
like there was no money. Like, what are you gonna get the little bastard kid? I don't want that.
True. Yeah, that was.
Did they honestly have?
They really never gave you. What
we're gonna get a lot of comments from this from the thousands of people who listen.
Oh yes.
There's
a lot of
exactly.
A big Chaz Finster following
I think
out
we're
there.
We're gonna be the first Chaz Finster podcast.
There you go.
We're just gonna chronicle the life of one Chaz Michael.
Forget Finster. This whole thing. Chaz Finster spinoff. Right now,
Rats?
Let's start writing it.
Like let's see how he became such a screw up.
Prequel. It could even be before he has Chucky.
Did the mom die before the show?
Yes, I believe.
So before it started,
Chaz killed her.
That's what I'm thinking.
She killed herself because she was.
If
with
they
Chaz.
Got a Spike spinoff show, where they can make adult jokes, we might know.
Spike, listen to this. There's your next one.
I think she was banging Phil and Lil's mom, and Chaz walked in.
Wait, does Phil and Lil's dad appear on that show?
Yeah, he's got, like, the crazy hair sticking
out
of the
sides.
Oh, yeah,
the blue hair.
He's
that man's clearly
a
beta.
Yeah, he's... They're not his kids. They can't... Or, like...
No, she's banging
she milked
at least
them.
Five other
she
people.
Milked them.
Yeah.
And then it was just
That's
like,
possible.
You can stay here.
And then she gets banged by, like, a bunch of... No offense, but a bunch of black guys.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't get banged by anyone. She does the banging.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always in workout gear. She's not workout.
That's true.
She's probably with Peppermint Patty behind the bushes. That's a callback.
That's true.
That's our first callback.
I like that.
Ring, ring, ring. Pick up the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just a callback.
Pick up that telephone.
A yellow reference. You don't think she's...
No, I could see it.
I mean, which I'm fine with, but don't make her a mom. Like...
Why not?
Don't make them. Don't
thing?
Make them together.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, you want her living a lie? She's clearly not wanting to be with. I don't know.
That man is a meek, poor soul.
Yeah.
He's probably killed himself before Rugrats all grown up. I don't know if you see him in that.
I think Tommy got hit by a car eventually.
Yeah, Stu wasn't the most attentive parent
no.
at all. He was
no.
too busy creating.
And the grandpa was like showing him porn at one point.
That's right, he was.
Yeah. He was like buxom.
He was jerking off, and Tommy was right in the crib.
It was like a Louis C.K. situation.
Yeah. He made Phil and Lil watch.
Did you watch All Grown Up?
Some. I did not think it was as good, but I didn't think it was god awful either. Didn't need to happen.
Was Chucky cutting his wrist yet, or no? They didn't show that part.
Chucky was actually.
Was he getting it?
No. I believe he was. He was learning from his old pops, Chaz. Chaz was
Chaz
a stud by this
yeah.
point.
Leather jacket,
leather
shades.
Jacket, Chaz shades. He had about six women.
He kept talking about he was getting some strange.
He was talking about strange. Yeah. He was still with the Asian woman, I believe, but she was a shell of herself.
It's
and he
weird.
Was just
I do remember one part of it.
Slanging that wood in his pants.
In his pants. I remember one part of it is I don't know how they did it. I don't think they looked into the future. But he was talking about a TV show that's actually on the air now. And he said, yeah, Stranger Things, I've seen it in my bedroom every night with my strange trip.
Chaz said this?
Yeah, he did. Multiple times.
What a man.
He said Stranger Trims, which isn't that creative, if I'm being honest.
No, but...
But, you know, he's banging all day. He doesn't have time to think about...
puns.
No.
You don't have time for puns when you're too busy...
Slinging that wood in your pants.
Slinging that wood in your pants.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So she's just about cartoons banging.
Okay.
Pretty much, and jerking off in front of people that don't want to see you jerk off.
Yeah.
Is that, like, the... That's that what we stand for?
That's this whole concept. That's why we created this.
Just to talk about... But what other cases do we have of people jerking off in front of people that don't want to see it? It's just kind of tragic.
Harvey Weinstein? Oh, we're not going to get into that. It's too touchy. We're not here to talk about politics.
All right, so... The man made Good Will Hunting. I'm not going to...
He produced it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, not watch Good Will Hunting, though.
No, I'm definitely going to watch Good Will Hunting.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
I'm just saying...
Definitely
they go respect it.
I got a number. I got a number.
Yeah?
I got a number.
Can I set you up?
Yeah.
Can I set you up on that, or
yeah.
Is that the whole quote?
No, go on.
No, I don't know what to say. That's my point.
I got a number.
Okay.
How do you like them apples?
No, but you would have said the whole thing. Because
yeah.
You were Damon in that situation.
That's true.
So how am I supposed to... I'm in the glass. I'm eating a burger.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to try it when I'm back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Huh?
Do you like apples?
Huh?
Do you like apples?
I'm giving a confused face.
Apples!
Yeah. I got
a number. How do you like them apples?
That was me throwing the burger down.
Great moment.
Yeah.
Great movie. Harvey Weinstein produced. Matt Damon directed.
Serious?
Not Matt Damon directed. I'm sorry. Matt Damon written and Ben Affleck.
Affleck just wrote it, right? He didn't direct it?
No, Affleck and Damon written. I forget who directed it.
Okay. Robin Williams was racist, by the way. People don't remember that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Are we supposed to... I feel like artists, like Woody Allen, we can call him an artist. Like, I couldn't watch his movies because of the, you know, banging his kid and stuff. But I feel like he had more of an on-set, like, these were his stories.
Yeah.
Weinstein, I feel like, just shoveled money in, right? Like,
yes.
Do I have to not watch his movies now?
No, you can watch his movies. But here's the thing is, let's be fair, Woody Allen's movies probably aren't that great for us. Say Marty Scorsese was sleeping with his daughter.
Don't you dare.
You'd still watch his movies. Let's be honest. Where's the line? Scorsese is sleeping with his daughter. Well, it's not his real daughter. Let's be fair to Woody Allen. Adopted daughter.
Let's draw one. Yeah, let's be fair to him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Let's draw the line completely. Now is not the time to, hey, I want to watch my first Woody Allen movie. Can we say that?
Yeah, I don't want
to. Like, if you haven't watched Woody Allen,
yeah.
Like, I think you could be grandfathered in.
Although he wasn't Ants.
Wasn't a big Ants fan.
I wasn't a big Ants fan either.
Yeah, it's knockoff of A Bug's Life.
Yeah, it was. Something about that voice.
Ants was probably made first, my luck, saying that.
I think they came out around the same time. Something about that voice of the main character just came off.
Funny.
Daughter banging the main.
That is a good adjective to describe Woody Allen.
Sly Stallone was in it, though.
You gotta take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sly Stallone had some riveting voice work.
He did.
That's my Sly
on,
Stallone.
Don't disrespect Sly.
Back
to your point. I'm sorry.
So, basically, you can't, like, now's not the time to get into Woody Allen movies. If Scorsese today, they're like, hey, in 2005, Marty Scorsese, we're just going to go groped. We're not going to, like, Martin Scorsese couldn't rape a toddler. Let's be honest.
No.
He's a frail man. And the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Let's not think about the toddler thing
to him.
Yeah, she grabbed the boob, right? It's like, hey, honk honk. That's kind of adorable, actually. Let's just say he was like...
A little more aggressive than that?
Yeah, like... You
grabbed at it a little
boom,
bit. Tugged it.
Twisted it.
Twisted a little bit.
Let
a little titty twister.
Let go of it. It flung back into her chest, and then she just played Patty Cake, Patty Cake. And he did the whole Patty Cake song, which is kind of wrong. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
And then we hear about it. So 2005 is the let's say the hard cutoff for that. I could still watch Casino. He was still a good guy during Casino, right? And he was still a good guy during...
So would you you wouldn't be able to watch The Departed then?
I feel like that was the same year. It was 2005.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Well, I don't feel like a great person for liking Wolf of Wall Street anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah, like, they were pretty terrible people in that movie.
Yeah, like...
But it was fantastic.
Yeah, I love that movie, yeah. Can we just not talk about Scorsese being...
True, but when we're talking about the line, he's the top of the line. He's the top of the line, so we're always going to love him as far as his movies. We're always going to love his movies. We won't say we'll always love him. If he raped and murdered a woman,
I'm going to come out and say...
still probably watch his movies.
The Irishman is coming out on Netflix. If it wasn't coming out on Netflix and they were like, hey, Scorsese raped somebody, I don't know if I would miss the opportunity to see Joe Pesci and Al Pacino in a movie together again.
That's a good point.
Like, I would go see it. I'm saying I would buy the ticket stuff.
When were they ever even in a movie together?
Well, Joe Pesci and De Niro, I met.
But is Pacino in it as well?
Yeah.
I don't think Pesci and Pacino have ever been in anything together. That's going to be pretty awesome, too.
And Bobby Cannavale's in it. I don't know. That's what it is.
I like him. Ray Romano?
All right. Ray Romano. This is a hot take podcast. So I'm gonna throw them out left and right. I don't want you to keep track of them. I just want to keep them coming.
Let's hear it.
Ray Romano, one of the best turnarounds ever.
Yeah, he's become a Scorsese guy.
Not even in terms of like quality, because everyone loves Raymond's a good show.
It is.
It's a classic, but like who would if I told you like during the run like hey Ray Romano is gonna be actually a solid serious actor one day.
I wouldn't believe it.
It'd be ridiculous. I would have my money on Brad Garrett.
Who's also pretty good.
Yeah, did you see the episode? You're actually telling me about the episode where he actually is looking for a rapist.
Yeah, well, it got pretty serious. But basically what happens is Robert Barone, brother of Ray Barone, if you guys haven't watched the show, Ray Barone played by Ray
Shame
Romano.
Shame on you. Great show.
Yeah, great show. Robert Barone played by Brad Garrett, the fantastic actor.
He's going to be at the Sugar House maybe tonight. He's going to. I saw the billboard.
Go, Brad Garrett.
Go see Brad Garrett.
Yeah,
support the man.
He's a sponsor of ours.
He's a good guy. Go to bradgarrett.com. You can book him for $50 and a cheeseburger.
Yeah, he shoveled in a good portion of money into this.
7.3 cents.
Yeah,
he actually took a penny out and cut it in three. Thought it was a little ridiculous, but he's Brad Garrett. He can do whatever he wants.
But yeah, so basically the episode, Robert and his partner have to track down a rapist.
Okay.
And then you know how this
goes.
Is
a rapist played by anybody, like, big? Or do they ever catch him?
No, they don't ever catch him. He actually gets away, and the whole episode is basically him wanting some credit for attempting to take down the rapist, but he doesn't take him down, so the mother's like, oh, Ray would have brought him down. And then Robert's like, oh, yeah, you guys all love Raymond more than me. And then the father, Frank Barone, is just like, shut up, Robert, and shut up, Marie. And Marie, yeah, basically, that's pretty much the episode.
Okay.
But it's pretty good.
The rapist wasn't played by Louis C.K.
I think he was scheduled to be, but then it was canceled because he had some controversy in real life, and they didn't want to tie in the two things.
The controversy of jerking off in front of women.
Yes.
Without their consent.
Yes, Louis. You're welcome to come on and defend yourself.
Yeah.
But
Louis C.K. is actually going to be on it next week.
I will have you know, if you don't come on and defend yourself, that proves your guilt. Just saying.
Louis C.K. made a joke about showing it to, I'm just going to say what he said in the joke. A retarded girl.
This was the joke. He's not saying anything.
I'm not saying, I don't believe in the word retarded. I think it's a pretty retarded word. But he said he went behind the dumpster in an alley and just showed it to her and was just like wiggling her around. That's a sick man.
Yes. At one time you might have thought it was funny thinking, what a good joke. He's joking around.
Yeah, like that didn't happen. But he's just like wanking it in front of that's a very British word.
Yanking it.
He's pulling it. He's walking the dog in the alley, but he ain't got a leash.
Tickling his pickle. Yanking his crank. Giving himself a hojo to go.
I'm going
to
go get a drink while Ted goes through these.
As you were.
I think that was my entire point, is Ray Romano. This all gets back to Ray Romano.
Oh, yes.
Great actor. He was in, I think I've been telling you to watch, Rob the Mob?
Yes, Rob the Mob. with Ray Barone. Ray Romano, sorry.
No, Ray Barone.
He plays the role so well, and everybody loves Raymond that...
Why did they change his last name?
Should have just been Romano?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. They do that with a lot of shows, you notice.
Like Kevin...
I can't remember the show, but... I feel like there's a show where it's called
the Dana Carvey Show.
Something like that. For example, Dana Carvey, and they call him like Dana something else.
Dana the terrible comedian who can't do impressions.
Yeah, you suck too, Dana Carvey.
Dana, you can come on and defend yourself, but I will murder you as soon as you get in this house, and I will bury you in the basement. I don't even have access to the basement. I'm going to break into the basement. I'm going to dig a hole. I'm going to bury you, and then I'm going to get concrete. And I'm going to pour the concrete all over you so they never find you. And you know what? Yeah, you will stink because you stunk in real life and you'll come through the concrete and stink because you're a terrible comedian and I hate you. Go ahead, Ted.
Overrated impressionist.
Yeah, you're not very good at impressions, bud.
You're welcome to come on and I'll challenge you to an impression battle.
Yeah, I'll do it too. I'll do... I'm Dennis Miller, babe. You know, screw you, buddy. I hate you.
His Arnold Schwarzenegger is the most over-the-top thing I've ever heard. I knew. Fuck you, Dana Carvey. Fuck you. You go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
I'm going to be honest. I wish that heart thing killed you. That's not worse than me saying I want to kill myself.
That's true, but that's a hypothetical. He really could have died
from that. I don't care. What do I owe to Dana Carvey?
That is Except true.
He's taking years off my life.
He did do the church lady. Speaking of this, going off topic. Not really off topic,
though. Hey, man. We don't have a topic.
That's true. Dana Carvey's counterpart, Mike Myers. A movie that's oft criticized... The Love Guru. Let's hear your thoughts on this movie, Frank.
I love The Love Guru.
That's all? That's all?
No, I feel like the wrong audience went to see The Love Guru. This is like a way too serious take on this.
No, I didn't want to hear it.
I think the people that grew up with Austin Powers, which is kind of our generation, right?
Great films.
Yeah, it's kind of our generation.
Yeah.
I'm 53 years old. Ted's 18.
Yes.
And I think those people were looking for maybe a maturity in a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah.
Did he do Inglourious Basterds before or after that?
After.
After. Okay. I was going to think maybe they're looking for more polish. But I think maybe the jokes were supposed to get a little smarter. Maybe... the wit a little drier.
Yeah.
Maybe not, like, so everyone's in on the joke. We gotta talk about this. There's something serious about this movie that kind of bothers me, though. There's a couple things. I think he miscast everyone on purpose.
Like Vern Troyer being the coach?
Yes.
And them sitting in the tiny locker room, which was pretty hilarious.
The man has, a dollhouse.
As a locker room.
No, office.
As an office, sorry.
As an office.
And Mike Myers goes to the ceiling.
Yes, Mike Myers is sitting there with his knees up to his ears in Indian garb. By the way, how this movie got made is amazing to me. Like, hey, Mike Myers, you've been off for a little bit. What are you thinking of doing next? Mike Myers walks in the office, not doing an accent. Does he have an accent? He's from Canada,
Canadian,
right?
He's Canadian, so it's like a slight...
That doesn't count. They're not real people. But, he walks in the office and he goes, hey,
we love you, Mike
Harvey
Myers.
Weinstein. Probably Harvey Weinstein probably made it. Harvey Weinstein, yeah, I want to make...
definitely did.
I want to make a movie. And they're like, yeah, cool. Mike Myers, you've always been great. We want to make 7 more Shrek movies.
Sweet.
He goes, yeah, exactly. And he goes, what's the idea? And he goes, okay, so what if I am a guru? And they're like, oh, what are you a guru? He's like, I'm the Love Guru. Like, oh, shit, we got something here. We got something here.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. Okay, what's your character going to be like? Okay, I'm going to be white. All right. Well, yeah, you're white. You get that.
Man.
But I'm going to have Indian tendencies. Well, wait. I'm going to go on for this for a while. I'm just warning you.
I'm ready
this
to hear
is a,
it.
This is a long burn. It's slow good. Burn.
It's a great movie.
But I'm going to have Indian tendencies. What do you mean by Indian tendencies? Well, I'm going to have an Indian accent for some strange reason.
He's clearly a white child in the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
A teenager.
Why would you have an Indian accent? Well, because I live in India. All right, Mike, we're not going to argue with you on semantics. We're not going to get too detailed.
We love you.
Sure, let's just say you're an Indian accent. So we have to explain to the people, though, why you have the Indian accent, that show them that you were born in India. Okay, so we got to find a child actor that looks like you before we actually go forward.
That child actor actually looked a good bit like Mike Myers.
So... Mike Myers then stands up in a rage. I was here. I saw the whole thing. He goes, we don't need a child actor. guy goes, what do you mean running a child actor? So they got this technology that allows you to take my adult head, Photoshop it on a child.
First on the George Lopez show, 2004.
Circa George Lopez, 2004. And we can just save money like that, because that's probably much cheaper and than much just funnier. Have a child. You know what would have been funny? If they would have had a child with the beard.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Did you not like this scene with him as a child?
I love the scene with the child. But it was so ridiculous that, like, it was amazing. That was, his head was like five sizes too big on his body.
It's true.
And then he's like, oh, okay, well, sure, Mike, you're, you know, you've been killing it. Has he been killing it? I don't know.
He
did four Shrek movies.
He did. The first two 12, were good.
12 more to go.
First one was great, I'll say, actually.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We'll get to that in a different time. Yeah. Go on.
That'll be on the 8th episode. Yeah. oh, God, they're showing...
Sorry, something just popped up.
They're showing... man.
We're not going to mention
it. I'm going to turn this off. They're showing... it's...
Never mind. We'll get to that in a different time.
Okay, so... It was a... It was
harmless
a,
person.
Yeah. I don't want it.
We're just not while we're doing this.
All right. It's so
disrespectful.
Like, hey, Mike.
To Mike Myers.
You're killing it. Kind of. Got 12 more, 13 more Shrek movies. We just signed off on another one. We're going to do a Shrek Christmas. We're going to keep you happy here.
I forgot they did that.
Well, they're doing a Shrek Kwanzaa, too.
Oh, Christ. Is this real?
No. It's not real, Ted.
Snowflakes?
Yeah. So, Kwanzaa's a weird holiday, but...
Yeah, who celebrates?
I don't know. We gotta call him Paris, and we gotta ask him about the whole Kwanzaa thing, because it would be just bad if it comes from me. So we're like, hey,
we don't have the facts.
Back to the Love Guru.
The most important topic.
Of course. So they're like, okay, well, we need a good cast. And he goes, yeah, of course we need a good cast. This is gonna be, we're gonna make a hockey movie. Like, the guy's gonna be a hockey player who we need to help fall back in love with his wife.
All right,
like,
so who are we getting for the
I
hockey
like
player?
That. Okay, what about the doorman from Baby Mama? He would be a great choice.
Yeah.
I go, Mike, you know, this guy's going to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs and be the best player. You know, I know your movies aren't based in reality, but you're just a big old white guy. Yeah. It'd be maybe look a little more.
No, sir, Mike Myers.
No, Mike Myers says, no, I stand for the black man, I stand for the midget, and I stand for the woman.
Respectable.
He's the man. Love him. Mike Myers for Prime Minister or whatever they have in Canada.
So you got Romani Malco as, what's his name?
Who?
The black guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Romani Malco, I believe.
From 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah,
the black guy. That guy's had a solid career.
He has. So he's playing, I forget his name, but the movie, but he's playing the star hockey player.
Yes, who has shaking issues because of his wife.
His wife is banging.
Hold on. Nope. So they're like, hey. All right, who else is going to be in this movie? And he goes, well, we got to have a coach for the team.
Of course.
What are we going to do without the coach?
He's a strong man.
And he goes, you know, I've worked with him before. And they're like, you know what? Mike Myers is going to be the coach, too. I guarantee he's going to be the coach. And he goes, how about Vern Troyer?
It's like, oh.
And the movie executive stands up and says, you know, he's a fucking midget.
Mike Myers says, you know, I don't give a fuck. And the exec sits down.
He sits down. And he goes, you know, it'd be funny. This office is your size. The executive goes, yeah, it's my size. I'm a big guy. He goes, what if they had a little office for Vern Troyer? Movie executive falls back in his chair laughing. Vern Troyer is signed on. Then they we need an owner.
Yes.
We need an owner. Yeah, we need an owner for the hockey team.
What would you think? Older man?
Thinking like a Shooter McGavin, maybe, would have been a good choice.
Christopher McDonald.
Norm McDonald would have been a good choice. He's a Canadian.
That's not good, because that would have been too good of a choice.
That
would have
been amazing.
Likes hockey, too.
I can't really build this up too much.
All right, and who was the choice?
Jessica Alba.
Didn't go wrong.
You know, you want to throw her in a suit and put her as an executive in a movie about
hockey.
Yeah, that's
what we want to see, Jessica Alba in a suit. That's what we pay for.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go. I mean, she's not really shown anything great as an actress. I was going to say that's not what people come out for, but that's the majority of people come out for is not the suit.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she's in a comedy, and like, yeah, it's a weird fit.
Yeah.
I'm running out of steam here pretty quick.
But The point being, you got
to... It's bad casting.
It's bad casting. But you think it
There's
was
a midget. A midget. As the hockey coach. He stands on the boards.
Little people. Little people.
That sounds more demeaning and you know it.
I think so, too.
Doesn't that... Can we
get Vern Troyer on to say what he would prefer to be called? Vern, if you're listening...
If you can get up the steps, buddy. If you can get up the steps, you're more than welcome.
Vern, so, we know you
If
are.
You're a little person, what kind of ideas do you have? Little ideas. That's offensive to me. As a normal person, as a fat person, I have fat ideas.
Midget has midget ideas or no?
Just regular ideas.
Okay. Vern seems like a regular guy.
Because I feel like little's a modifier. Midget is just what you are. You're a midget. That's all. I mean, come on. We're all not dealt great
midget,
hands.
Midget is a funny word.
I just don't see, like, dwarf. Is. Let's just throw dwarf out,
dwarf
right?
Dwarf just sounds like something from medieval times.
Yes. Like, yeah. I think you were killed to be you're killed
like
as a dwarf.
In Game of Thrones, that guy's a dwarf, but that's medieval times. It
yes,
makes sense.
And he's like, yeah, I'm cool with it. I get it. We're called dwarves.
Thank
you. Are there any other names for midgets? The vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged. The height deficient.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, he stands on the boards when he coaches. You've watched hockey before, right?
I have, many times. Big fan.
What if Dave Hackstall, Flyers people here, was standing on the boards yelling at his players?
It would be hilarious. I don't know how good of a coach he'd be.
That would be terrible. Like, he's got a small voice. No one's going to hear him. Talk about Dave Hackstall, not Vern Troyer.
How about the part where Vern Troyer gets hit with the puck and goes flying?
Yeah.
Pretty hilarious, but it probably would have killed the poor little bastard.
Yeah, did you...
Little bastard, do you guys get offended by that? Right in if you do.
Yeah, right in. Well, we didn't even say who the best casting part was.
Oh, yes. Now, this one I actually like.
Yeah. All right, what's his name? What's his name in it?
Jacques Lecoq Grande, I believe.
Yes, it is. Which, we'll let you guys figure that one out at home.
Oh, yeah, watch the movie. You'll get it.
Oh, yeah. You'll get it indeed.
Yes, sir. But,
he's his giant penis. I let you guys watch it.
Spoiler alert. Sorry,
he has
guys.
A giant penis.
Now you just want to watch it. But the actor who plays them is the great...
Boogie Nights giant.
One of my all-time favorite movies. Mark Wahlberg recently denounced it, so I recently denounced him. We'll get into that another time. But played by the great Justin Timberlake.
Of NSYNC fame.
Of NSYNC fame.
One of his, not his first, but, it's kind of early in his acting career, right?
Yes.
And, imagine having that idea pitched to you. You're like, oh, it's a Mike Myers movie? That's sweet. Okay, who am I going to be acting alongside? I don't know the girl's name. But they're also like, hey, Mike Myers is going to be dressed up like an Indian man, and he's going to be talking with an accent the whole time. Do you not bolt on that movie immediately?
Yeah.
I'm glad he stayed.
He did. He's
wonderful.
A shot. He's a big star. Big, big star.
Big Johnson, too.
Maybe he's a big Mike Myers fan.
Well, we are.
That is true.
He kind of gets screwed, though.
Who, Timberlake? He does. He's one of the...
He's not a bad guy. Right? Does he have a part where he's like a...
No, the worst thing he does... He actually doesn't do anything bad. He's actually quite a solid guy.
I don't remember him doing anything completely...
Deplorable. Nothing at all.
We don't use that word. We don't want to trigger any snowflakes out there.
Did they not deplorable?
You remember the Clinton thing? She said they're all deplorables. So every person with an IQ under 106 was saying deplorable Nancy. You know the white... I'm going to get on a rant. I'm sorry. The whitest names are Trumpers. Nancy, there's probably some Janes out there, Marys. If you're Nancy, Jane, or Mary, don't listen to this podcast. I hate you.
I do not hate you, so you can still listen to it.
Yeah, you can still listen to this part. Just mute me whenever I come on.
Okay.
Because if you have a super white name like that and you're a Trump person, you're a garbage human being.
We love Trump. Trump 2020. Nothing against Trump. This is a pro-Trump podcast.
I hate Trump. I wish in 80 years we're unveiling the Donald Trump files instead of the JFK files, if you catch my drift. That might be a government offense. This is all sarcasm.
We're going to cut that whole part out. Yeah, we love Trump.
Sarcasm and...
The Apprentice is one of my all-time favorite shows.
The Apprentice? The Apprentice is solid.
Go Trump, go.
He was always a little weird on The Apprentice.
He was, but... It was a solid show. Celebrity Apprentice, Gary Busey was on there. He's a wacky. But to the point, Timberlake in that movie, back to the point.
Yes.
Was not a bad guy in that movie.
He says, like, one part about banging the guy's wife. But
yeah,
like,
but, I mean, what did he think was going on?
They were... He's like, hey, bud.
Sleeping over and watching television all night?
Yeah, watching... No, sir. What, Jeepers Creepers under the covers? I don't know. Yeah,
watching 40-Year-Old Virgin over and over again. Yeah. Because that was the only other movie that guy was in.
And Baby Mama.
And Baby Mama, sorry.
Baby Mama. Kind of like Baby Mama. Pretty good movie.
It's okay. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are...
Going Amy Poehler or Tina Fey. In terms of being funny, we're not, we don't judge women on their looks.
Not these women.
Really though, who would you take? Like,
as an actress, as a performer,
just as like, you have to cast a movie, and one of them has to be a comedic lead.
Ooh,
mine's pretty easy.
Probably Poehler.
Yeah, I'm going Poehler.
I'm not a huge fan of either.
What movie has Tina Fey made that's like been really good?
None.
Like, Amy Poehler's been in Blades of Glory.
Oh, that's right. She was actually pretty good in Blades of Glory. I forgot about
that. She was with Will Arnett for a while, right?
That's right.
It's kind of sad that didn't happen. They're very funny people. Yeah, it doesn't really affect me that much.
I like Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett's pretty... He looks bad. I'm going to be honest.
He looks terrible lately?
Yeah. He's in a show called Flaked.
Yeah.
I watch it. I don't know why. I hate every single character on it. He's a piece of crap on
it.
Really? Yeah, like, he's not relatable or anything. That's pretty off topic. Don't watch Flaked. Will Arnett, you can come on and defend if you'd like to.
Yeah,
defend Will Arnett, if you can get up the steps without making a bad joke, you're more than welcome to come in.
Go back to doing Let's Go to Prison. That was a pretty good movie.
Well, that's a classic.
But Dax Shepard carried
you. You're nothing without Dax Shepard, Will Arnett.
Dax Shepard, we love you. Come on to not defend yourself. Come on, just get praised.
Yeah, well, you got to defend Chips.
And we're going to blame that on Michael Pena. Defend Michael Pena if you'd like.
I was going to say, name one bad movie Michael Pena's been in.
Chips.
But name one good movie Michael Pena's... Wait. But you can just say, name one movie Michael Pena hasn't been in.
That's a good point.
I'm struggling.
He's been in everything.
Yeah, he really has. Like, he was in Roots. I don't know how he was in Roots. It's not really a movie, but he was in Roots.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He played what?
Scarecrow? Ted, I'm making this up. He wasn't in Roots. Why did you think he was in Roots?
Because
he was like a child back then.
Yeah, I thought maybe he played one of the child. The children.
Childs. Yeah. He did. That was a joke. It went over your head, huh? You actually thought Michael Pena, the actor from Ant-Man, was in the anthology series Roots. With Kunta Kinte.
Starring the man from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah,
he was.
Was there a football player in... Was OJ in Roots?
Not OJ. Was it... It might have been OJ. It wasn't OJ. It definitely was a football player, though. Not Jim Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, OJ wasn't in Roots. He was in Veins with a knife. yeah, OJ did it.
Yeah. I was going to tell him to come on and defend himself, but I'd rather not.
No, he'll defend himself with a knife across our neck. Yes. We don't want to do that. He did it. He did. We're not going to say. But if he did it. He did it.
This could be defamation of character. We could go to get some jail time for this. So we're going to cut that part out there.
Well, no.
He did do the thing he was found guilty of.
We'll say it, and then we'll give him the tape signed, and then we'll go to his house, and we'll beat him up and take the tape back. And then we won't get charged with the original thing. That's how it works.
Didn't mean to steal from anybody.
No, is that what he said?
I believe he said that.
That's how it's
terrible. I didn't mean to steal from anybody.
He cried?
He was crying a little bit.
He really cried?
Yeah, he had a little tear come down his eye.
It's weird. The only bodily fluid that left his body when he was stabbing Nicole Brown was semen.
Ooh.
Yeah, he liked it a little too much.
I guess he did.
If I put this out, people are going to look at me much differently.
Yeah, they're going to think you're a sick human being.
Yeah.
What a hilarious sick human.
I don't think this is coming off as very funny, to be completely honest with you. I think I'm bombing pretty hard here.
It's going well.
We're making jerk off jokes. I just said OJ Simpson came as he killed his wife.
Yeah, maybe it was a touch.
I probably shouldn't double back to it, huh? No. I should probably just let it lay there.
Maybe it was a touch too far.
Like OJ Simpson standing over the body of his wife. Just letting it lay there.
Oh. Let's get back to
Chaz.
Chaz.
Chaz. Who also Spencer. Killed his wife.
Allegedly. I believe it happened. I don't know how he did it.
Do they ever explain, like, I'm going to look it up, if they ever explain how Chucky's mom died.
Chaz Spencer actually kind of reminds me of Martin Freeman's character on...
Spoilers.
No, I'm just saying he's meek.
Spoilers. He kills his wife. Spoilers.
He kills spoilers. His wife. First episode.
Spoilers. He falls through ice and dies at the end. Spoilers.
Watch Fargo, first season. Very good. Billy Bob Thornton.
None of that happens. Except all of it.
Yeah.
It all happens. Her name is Melinda Finster.
Dead? Deceased?
Yeah, she... This is weirdly specific. September 13th, 1957 to July 12th, 1990. She was 32 years old when she died. She was suffocated.
No. By whom?
I'm trying to look. It doesn't really tell who did it.
Is it serious to say suffocated, or are you breaking my balls?
I break your balls.
No, I think you would be honest.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There's a theory that Stu hid the body.
No. Stu would not. He's too busy on his inventions. I don't believe it.
No, it just says she died of an unknown sickness.
Oh, God damn it.
Would you rather she was suffocated? It'd be more interesting, right? She's a cartoon character, people. Let's not get on our moral high horse.
But it would have added to our theory that Chaz Spencer killed her. We still don't know what that undisclosed sickness was. Poisoned?
Melanoma?
Maybe he stuck her with the HIV virus?
Hey, she was born through the 80s.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, half the population had AIDS.
It's true.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
I think we're just rambling at this point, huh?
Yeah, but it's going somewhere. It's a tangent.
Take me to the end of the rainbow, buddy. Where's the pot of gold?
Well, I'm going to circle back.
Oh, man.
To Timberlake.
To my joke about O.J. Simpson.
No.
Stabbing his wife and orgasming.
Cut that from the record. Let the record show he's
that O.J. He's had a couple O.J. too many. Simpson did not orgasm.
Yeah.
Can you prove that?
I can't
prove that. Where's the condom?
I can't
prove that. Where's the pants?
It's in the Ford Bronco, possibly, but they didn't find any of that.
Okay.
But
allegedly. This is all alleged.
This is all alleged.
If O.J. did it allegedly.
He did not
If he wrote a book saying if I did allegedly.
If I did it. He did write the book, which was odd. But we're going to get past that.
Allegedly wrote the book.
Yeah.
I don't think
he didn't write it, but he had someone write it for him.
The man's brain looks like a prune. I don't think he can write anything.
If I did it. But
one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Oh, definitely. Easily. Great football player. Not a good person. Yeah. Not a good person. But
he could really finish a run, and he could finish his pants when he stabbed his wife.
By the gods. But to the point, circling back, what do you think of Justin Timberlake as an actor?
I like him. He hasn't really been challenged, though.
Not a fan?
No, I like him. What's his toughest role?
Toughest
Social role. Network? Or not?
He was good in that.
Yeah, he was.
I liked
him
in Alpha Dog a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I do like Alpha Dog. He was very good in that. Alpha Dog, tragic ending.
Very tragic.
Spoiler alert: kid dies.
Yeah,
they bury him.
Sad movie.
In the mountains.
Bruce Willis. I mean, you could see it coming from a mile away, but it's still.
That's actually
grainy.
Not the end at all. It's like the middle.
It's close to the end. It's like three quarters. But
Then the kid Emily Hirsch runs away.
Big Emily Hirsch.
Can we just spoil movies? Like, we'll do the movie pass. Just get, like, go to a bunch of them and just spoil them, like.
Yeah, but we don't want to be those guys, because some people hate being spoiled. If it's a movie that's that terrible, we'll just tell you don't see it, and we'll tell you why.
I just told everyone about Alpha Dog.
It's been out for a long time. See Alpha Dog.
I did just.
Based on true events.
I spoiled Fargo, too.
Great show.
Ted, I'm falling apart here.
It's okay. He's not going to spoil anything else. Please stick with us. But back to the point, Emily Hirsch is also a good actor, I was going to say.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a big fan. You're also a fan?
Yeah, but I want to know, are you okay?
Yes.
Can you fight?
Oh, come on, man.
I can fight. I can fight. No, that... Terrible movie. You can roll down a friggin' mountain some more. It's another Wahlberg classic. Not ashamed of that, because he loves his country and punching Filipino men. And blinding them, by the way.
I didn't think it was terrible, but it
was... Make another goddamn Transformers movie, you piece of garbage.
Yeah, I
Boston trash, that's all he is. Southie trash.
I can't defend them anymore.
Affleck, better career.
I can't defend... Well, yeah. But I can't better defend them anymore too. After what he said about Boogie Nights, which is an all-time classic.
Where were you? I'm sorry. Emily Hirsch, great actor.
Yeah, I like him a lot. No, I was just... We were Timberlake, we were saying how that was a good movie. But yeah, I could see him having a great acting career if he focuses on that completely.
All right. I don't know, this is honestly serious. He's going to be in a new Woody Allen movie. It's not even a joke.
Timberlake?
With Kate Winslet.
Ah, jeez.
There's no smile on my face. This is serious business.
Ah, yeah. God damn it.
It's tough, right? Like, because we both like Timberlake.
Of course we do.
Winslet, I feel like she might be a victim blamer a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, this whole Weinstein stuff came out. She's kept her mouth shut, which is kind of annoying.
I've never been overly impressed with her.
She's had a really good career. She was in, Revolutionary Road with DiCaprio. Did you see that before?
I didn't.
It's got good...
Michael Shannon's in it too, right?
Good ratings.
I like Michael Shannon.
Yeah, Michael Shannon's great.
He's got... Greg Buell.
You, me, and him went to the same school.
Yeah, we did.
Not cool. I'm in a rage. He's tapped my mom. We're almost the same age. On the microphone to drop bombs. Look at this car. Thanks a lot, Mom. It's 1928 Delta. She can't even get me to the shelter. Because I'm living home in a trailer like a Trumper.
Because I'm living in a trailer. Alright. Back to the point. But, what was she saying? Winslet. Yeah, what else was she in? I'm not really
thinking. Revolutionary Road, Titanic. She was in a movie where she's banging like a... Ooh! Oh, I just solved the puzzle. She won't say anything about Woody Allen. Because I think she was either nominated or won an Oscar for a movie where she's banging like a teenager.
Mm.
Yeah, it's weird. She's like a teacher or something like that?
Yeah.
Odd, right?
Yeah, very odd. Movie.
Yeah, like... So, if some of her if any of her success came from banging a kid, she can't really tell Woody Allen not to bang kids. I mean, she could because it's a movie.
Did Woody Allen bang a kid?
Yeah. You don't know this?
I didn't know his daughter was a kid. I thought she was like 18 or 19.
No. Was it Mia Farrow or something?
Yeah, that was his wife, right?
She said, or like someone said that he like molested, like there was a couple of...
That's right. I do remember.
But
this.
He molested the kid as well.
Yeah, I do remember.
The daughter, the Chinese daughter, or whatever.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this. Yep. You're right. And then everyone was telling her, shut up.
Yeah.
He's a good director.
No. Not that great of a director. I've never watched anything Woody Allen.
Me neither. Don't plan on it because we don't support...
This is an anti-rape podcast.
We're standing up against pedophilia and rape. Anyone's got a problem with it, they can meet us the fuck outside.
Yeah. What are you going to... You're going to rape me and murder me? You think I'm scared of that? Don't threaten me with the good time.
Yeah. Come on this show. Defend
and
rape
try to
and
rape
pedophilia.
Me. Try to rape me.
Yeah.
You can't.
And we'll see what happens.
No, you can't.
Open invites. Woody. Yeah. Roman Polanski.
Yeah, I could kill Woody Allen.
Harvey Weinstein.
What if someone went up and shot Harvey Weinstein right
Chaz
in the head?
Chaz Finster.
Yeah, Chaz.
Any motherfuckers are welcome.
Maurice Scorsese allegedly.
Hey.
Sorry.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K., yeah. You want to show it? You want to show it? Prepare to lose it, brother. I'm going to Hulk Hogan that thing right off. I'll pull it off. I'll pull that thing faster than O.J. Simpson at a murder scene.
We think Hulk Hogan should be welcomed back, right? We're wrestling guys as well. We like a little wrestling.
A little wrestling.
You think he should be welcomed back by now by the WWE?
I don't think the punishment fit the crime. I think it's terrible. Like, he's definitely said the N-word more than that, right? Like, can we agree on that?
Yes. But...
He's a character.
He's a character. Terry Bollea does not have a 10-inch penis.
No, but Hulk Hogan does. He's pretty much I'm going to throw out a lawsuit that M. Night Shyamalan took the movie Split just from Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan can change his body and his penis size based on whether he's Terry or the Hulkamaniac. Is that what you call it? No,
the Hulkamaniac. Well, it was just Hulk Hogan, Hulkamaniac.
But they're the Hulkamaniacs. The
his fans, yeah.
Bunch of racists.
Yeah, no. But, like you said, yeah, sure, you said the word.
Like, Chris Benoit killed his whole family and, like, what...
Well, they did wipe him from history, but... But he should be.
But the same punishment.
Same punishment. And you think about it, and...
O.J. Simpson killed his wife and whacked off to it, and he's not even in the record book.
Christ. But, like, Ultimate Warrior, for example, they build a statue of this guy, have him as, like, a top thing for cancer, and he said deplorable things. Yeah, I'm using deplorable again.
Triggered.
I don't care,
triggered.
What anyone triggered. Says about it. But
don't call anyone crooked either. That's not good.
But, yeah, but he said some crooked things. But, and he's welcomed. I mean, he's passed away now.
I don't know that much about the Ultimate Warrior
stuff. Yeah, he said
stuff.
Some things about, like, people with cancer, and then the one guy was paralyzed. He called him the cripple.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah, but...
But what do you call... What do we call, like, anyone's paralyzed? You just call him, hey, like, paralyzed guy?
No, but cripple he comes off. He could have just called him a regular person. He didn't have to say... And the, and the cripple.
Don't point to the disability, is what you're saying.
Well, you don't kind of disrespect the man.
But my.
He also said, queering ain't right.
Okay, queering's fine. Everyone's. It's 2016. Queering is okay. You want to queer? That's fine. You want to queer? I'll buy you a beer. That's what I say. I'm a welcoming guy. But not like you're not getting. Like, you know, I'm a straight guy, but. You're okay. I like gay people is what I'm trying to say. I'm okay with gay people.
They're okay. But the point being...
This is bad. This is really bad. Like, if this ever gets put up, we're going to sound terrible as people. I'm like the most liberal guy ever, right?
No.
No?
Ever? No.
No, but I'm like...
You'd be
I'm far more liberal than like...
You'd be unbearable if you were the most liberal guy ever.
That's fair. I do hate people, like, completely left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love... Yeah, I'm a very inclusive person. Just want to put that disclaimer. This is all said in jest. We're all having fun. We're having more fun than O.J. Simpson and his wife's murder scene. Go ahead. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, the jerking off part's not alleged. That happened.
I forget my point.
The murder point, maybe.
I forget where I was. Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, something about the Ultimate War.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically that...
Cripple, he said.
Cripple, he said. Yeah. He had a lot of... And Hogan said the N-word on camera, sure.
Yeah. While he's banging his buddy's wife.
Well, he recorded and he told him to do it.
That's a weird situation
weird
to
thing
be in.
There. The Hulkster ain't passing that up. Not gonna bang the Hulkster there.
Yeah, the Hulkster, though, is just like, yeah, I'll bang your wife in front of you. That's a weird... Just to be okay with. Like, what's the dynamic of that friendship after that moment?
I don't know. It's the Hulkster.
Okay. Because he's not friends with Hulk.
No, he's friends with Terry Bollea. Come on, man.
I apologize.
You're not keeping up.
He goes split, and then everything's okay. Like, hey, Terry, you're again.
So that was basically my point.
About Hulk Hogan. That's the way you close it up?
I'm closing it up.
Okay. That was the whole thing?
That was the whole thing.
Okay. I think we're good here. I think we have enough.
We're done?
I don't know if we have time, like, how much time's left on the thing. Okay. I can't really hit the button, because I don't want to go off.
All right, well.
So, this will probably never be put up anywhere.
No, but we'll hear it, and we'll know how good it was. And fuck everybody who doesn't think it's great.
We're going to listen to this, and the audio thing's going to be terrible. Like, the quality, probably. All right, so I guess that's it.
Bye-bye.
Whatever.
Love you guys.
59 minutes came in it.
Not bad.